We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's been a guest of ours many times also on the issue of immigration. And, sir, obviously this issue is coming to a head in the U.S. Senate. There's going to be on Monday a cloture vote on this new border security amendment that was unveiled on Thursday from Senators Corker and Hovind that would funnel a lot more resources towards the border. They say that just allocating that, it's a given, essentially, that we're going to have a secure southern border. What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, we do want border security. We need to reform our immigration system. We need to update and modernize our visa programs so that legal immigration can continue, and we make illegal immigration less of an option and less attractive. I fundamentally disagree with the approach taken by the Gang of Eight, which says we have to make all of those decisions all at once in a 1,000-page bill. This is a bill that, while well-intentioned in many respects, does a lot of harm by trying to tackle all these problems at once and not in the right sequence. So that's why I agree with the approach taken by the House of Representatives. I do suspect that the Gang of Eight bill will probably be passed by the Senate, but I also am certain that it will be dead on arrival in the House of Representatives. I hope and anticipate that something coming out of the House of Representatives can lead us to an incremental approach that the Senate will ultimately find satisfactory.
Senator, on Friday, Senator Schumer of New York, a Democrat and one of the Gang of Eight, said that he was opposed to the piece-by-piece approach that you just endorsed because he says conservatives ultimately don't want a pathway to citizenship. So you would do the border first and then that would leave you with no incentive to work on the things that he thinks is the keystone to this legislation, and that would be what he calls a pathway to citizenship. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's a very clever way of saying it. I have to commend him for his craftsmanship in how he said that. What he's really saying is that he wants citizenship, and he wants citizenship at the front end. He wants it virtually guaranteed at the front end, and if he doesn't get that, he's not going to support and will oppose anything else. So, you know, he can phrase it that way if he wants to, but I think it's fairly apparent that what he's really saying is it's his way or no way at all.
What's the buzz in the Republican conference right now, particularly since this Corker-Hovind border security amendment got introduced? We talked with one of your colleagues early in the week who thought it was probably about 50-50 on the Republican side and how they're leaning right now in this bill. What's your sense on where the momentum is, at least among the GOP members?
Yeah, I think there is more resistance to it than support for it among Republican senators. But it's hard to say because the bill is still a moving target. We're still in the middle of the amendment process. And, the Corker-Hovind amendment, which was written up as a substitute bill, was just released within the last hour or so. And that in and of itself, since it's a freestanding bill, is about 1,000 pages long. So we're still pouring through that, trying to see what it means. I still think it still suffers from the same fatal flaws as the Gang of Eight bill originally did. And so I'm not going to support it. And I suspect a majority of my Republican colleagues will feel the same way.
What's your sense of the Gang of Eight, sir, when they voted down previous amendments about border security, such as the border security triggers from Senator Grassley? The Cornyn Amendment got tabled, and he was asking for 5,000 additional border security agents, which some in the Gang of Eight suggested would cost too much. And now we've got 20,000 additional border agents here. Is that just kind of the way the art of compromise is done in the Senate, or is that tell us something else?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say what that means as far as the likelihood of passage for the Corker-Hovind amendment. I will say that there has been general resistance on the part of the Gang of Eight to any significant amendment that would substantially bolster border security, or especially anything that would put in a real trigger, meaning something that a condition that would have to be satisfied and independently verified as far as a border security improvement before the pathway to citizenship could commence. And that's one of the reasons that I and many of my Republican colleagues have such a problem with the bill.
Well, Majority Leader Harry Reid says votes on the amendment on Monday, probably final votes next Thursday. So I'm guessing it'll be a pretty intense week next week up on Capitol Hill for you and your colleagues.
It will indeed.
So last question before we let you go. What type of reaction are you getting from your constituents? How actively are they contacting you, and what are they telling you?
Well, it's interesting. I get a lot of phone calls, letters, emails, and comments online, and they appear to be about 80% opposed to the Gang of Eight bill. So the overwhelming majority of my constituents, at least those who are reaching out and contacting me in my office, are expressing strong opposition to it.
Senator, we'll let you get off to your weekend. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, member of the House Senate Judiciary Committee, author of the new ebook, Why John Roberts is Wrong on Health Care. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.